91X News.
It's 18 degrees and cloudy. I'm April Lawrence with 91X News. One of three horses taken in by the Quincy Humane Society has been adopted. The Humane Society got the horses when their owner died and a friend of the owner called them in. The colt that was adopted, along with a second colt and a filly, have been staying at a family farm in Tioughnioga. Jenny Duffy is the manager at the Humane Society. She says the owner of the farm, Michelle Day, is a great foster mom for the horses.
Oh, it's a great foster mom. Very experienced person has them. She's been donating all of her time. She's been feeding them her hay, even though she's going to run out and need to buy more hay for her horses soon.
All three were underweight and had hernias when they were found, but are now doing much better under Day's care. A transportation note, mark on your calendars that Aikens Road will be closed from Hamilton Road to Old Highway 2 from Monday, October 8th to Friday, October 12th for CN rail crossing repairs. After a six-month competition, the architect has been selected for the renovation and expansion of the Health Unit office on North Park Street in Belleville. It was announced today that Cation Architecture, Ontario Incorporated, we'll be doing the expansion and renovations. The project is expected to complete the design phase by February 2012 and have construction begin in May 2013. Energy Minister Chris Bentley is one step closer to being found in contempt of Parliament. This was triggered by the government's initial refusal to release documents on the cost of canceling two power plants in Oakville and Mississauga. Bentley said the government planned to release the documents, but was worried that making them public too soon would hurt negotiations with the developer of the canceled Oakville power plant. Following the opposition party's vote to send the issue to a legislative committee, the committee can recommend penalties, including jail time. Tory leader Tim Hudak says there has to be some sanction for the government's move to cancel two power plants at a cost to taxpayers of at least $230 million. Premier Dalton McGuinty has announced that he will return to China for the fourth time on a trade mission. Premier McGuinty, with the Economic Development Commissioner and the Tourism Minister, will leave for China on January 20th. With $29 billion in two-way trade last year, China is now Ontario's second-largest trading partner. A Huntsville man has been charged with failing to provide proper housing for his lion. The man was charged under the Ontario SPCA Act after his pet lion was found to be in substandard housing and had tried to escape. The SPCA Act is the only law governing exotic animals in the township of Muskoka Lakes, but the municipality is looking into a new bylaw that would deal with the issue. The lion has since been relocated to a facility that can properly care for it. Video of a Wisconsin TV anchorwoman reading an email from a viewer who criticized her weight has gone viral. On the newscast, WKBT-TV anchor Jennifer Livingston responded. She urged young viewers not to let bullies define their self-worth. Livingston told ABC's Good Morning America today the email was a personal attack from someone who doesn't know her.
I think in his mind, he views himself as being helpful, which is what I think a little bit of the problem is. He doesn't see that the way that he approached it was clearly hurtful to me. He's trying to shame me into losing weight. That's not being helpful, that's being a bully.
Livingston said she could brush off the comments, but worried about children who wouldn't know how to do the same. That's 91X News, now to sports. It's a quiet night for Junior A hockey with no game scheduled for tonight. The Wellington Dukes lead the East Division with a record of 6-0. The Dukes face off against the Stouffville Spirit tomorrow night. There are also no games scheduled in Junior B tonight. Tomorrow, the Amherst View Jets will play the Picton Pirates in the only game scheduled. The Pirates lead Division A standings along with the Napanee Raiders. Amherst View are 1 point behind in third. 91X weather, mainly cloudy today with a 40% chance of showers this afternoon, high 21. Cloudy tonight with a 40% chance of showers late this evening and after midnight, the low 14. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud with a 30% chance of showers in the afternoon, high 21. Friday, cloudy with a 30% chance of showers, the high 18. It's 104 and 18 degrees, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm April Lawrence. News is next at 2.